But let me tell you something about this move,
I'll have to
John.
Check that. Yeah.
Okay. I think it's supposed to. Let me tell you something about this move. We hired some movers. It didn't go as smoothly as we had hoped, and it got a little bit. It got a little bit off the rails, and we ended up having quite a bit of stuff left in Nashville. We kind of knew it would be, and we were going to get put it in a storage room, and then Grayson's going to bring it out at his convenience after the snow melts next spring, you know. but it's a. It just did, they were not as they overpromised and underdelivered.
Ooh,
you ever have that?
Yeah,
and it created.
And I don't like it when it's a professional situation.
Yeah, you know? and they got a little bit sketchy there towards the end, and I didn't particularly care for them. However, we had a group there in Nashville that stepped in. I called them, and it was All My Sons. Now they're not sponsors of the show. They're not sponsors.
No, no.
I am a big believer when somebody does something spectacular, you ought to tell people. I'm a big believer in that. And All My Sons, it's a national company, but, you know, they have franchises and so forth. Well, these fellas stepped up, a particularly team leader named Ricky. And I was on video conference with him on Ken's phone. And we were getting all the last stuff, you know, that was going to stay there, but it was pretty stressful. And he looked at me on video conference and he said, "Mr. Peter, you're pretty stressed out. Let me take this off of you." And I thought, I about teared up. I thought, okay, I'm going to let you take it off of me. That's a group of movers that stepped up. I mean, they weren't just moving my stuff. They were taking care of me as they did it. And as caregivers, that's hard for us. We don't know quite how to receive that sometimes.
This is very interesting because this is not the first story I've heard just like this about All My Sons specifically.
No kidding.
Because I live in Nashville, and I had, you know, this was 10 or 12 years ago when I was running a restaurant, you know, in the before time, you know, and one of my, you know, I had a customer and gave a review very much like the one you just did. And I still remember it to this day. It's a little odd. So, I mean, they clearly have been doing this for some time.
They're not sponsors of the show.
Yeah.
Maybe they will be, but,
yeah, well,
but they're
hey,
not.
Guys.
I just simply saw, I thought when somebody looks at me through the video conferencing and they said, "Let me take this off of you." As caregivers, if somebody is looking at you and they're offering a task, and I think that sometimes for us as caregivers, it's hard to know how to ask for help because it's hard for us to understand what help looks like. But there are going to be surprising moments where somebody's going to say those very words to you, "Let me take this off of you." And it could be just cleaning your gutters. It could be just taking your car to get the tires rotated and balanced or the oil changed. Whatever it is, take that as one of those moments where you as a caregiver can learn to receive and say thank you and let them do it. Don't manage it. Just let them do it. If they don't do it exactly the way you want it or it's not exactly what you envisioned, don't worry about it because somebody stepped up to take a little bit off of your shoulders. This guy couldn't take care of Gracie in the sense that I can. This guy couldn't, you know, do other things that I needed done, but he had his purview and he said, "Let me take this off your shoulders." What a gift. What a gift.
Absolutely.
You know, so... Hey, listen, let's take a quick phone call before we go to the bottom of this. By the way, this is Hope for the Caregiver and hopeforthecaregiver.com. One of the landmines in my book, Seven Caregiver Landmines, is thinking that it's all up to you, and it's not. You don't have to go out there and beat on people's door to ask for help. Sometimes it's just being in a position where you're willing to receive help that is the game changer for you as a caregiver. Are you willing to receive it? And it's humbling, by the way, John. It is humbling to receive help like that.
It absolutely is.
I mean, I was paying All My Sons. I gave them money, but I didn't give them money for care. I gave them money to move. They offered care free of charge. Ricky didn't have to say that. He did not invoice me for caring about me. He said, "Let me take this off your shoulders." He did not invoice me for that. And I thought, you know, and so it's humbling to do that, but you got to be willing to receive it. Naomi in Phoenix. Naomi, how are you feeling?